dominion, which is represented by a deck of cards. We all start with very small dominions, but in your very small dominion, you have some treasure cards. Those are the yellow cards in the game. And you also have some victory point cards that are land in your dominion. Later in the game, you're going to start buying some more cards to add to your deck. You might buy more treasure cards, which will give you more buying power. You might buy more victory point cards, because that's the way you win the game. Or you might buy some of the kingdom cards that are available in the game. There are 10 kingdom cards. There are 25 that come in the game, and you play with 10 of them in any one game. So these 10 cards are going to change each time you play the game. This is the recommended starting 10. It introduces all of the rules and gives you some of the basics. So you're going to shuffle your starting deck of 10 cards, and you're going to draw 5 cards for your starting hand. And then on your turn, you will get an action phase, a buy phase, and a cleanup phase, ABC. During the action phase, you get to play one action. Now, you don't have any actions in your first hand because there aren't any in your starting deck. But later on, you'll have these cards in your deck and you'll play them as your action. During the buy phase, you get to buy one card. When you buy a card, the cost is in the upper right-hand corner. And when you buy it, it goes straight into your discard pile. You don't actually use it when you buy it. You won't use it until you have run through your deck and you shuffle your discard pile to make a new deck. That's when those cards will come up and you'll get to use them. After your action phase and your buy phase, you have your cleanup phase. All of the cards in front of you that you've played this turn, the actions that you've played, the treasure cards that you spent to buy a card, those are all going to go to your discard pile. Also, any cards you have remaining in your hand are going to go to your discard pile, and you get a fresh hand of 5 cards for your new turn. So, let me explain what the action cards do, and we'll be about ready to get started. We've got some really basic ones. The smithy gives you +3 cards. +3 cards means you draw 3 cards from your deck into your hand. You're hoping probably at that point for treasure because all you have left is a buy phase. Your action phase is over. However, you have some cards that let you play additional actions. So if you play a village, +1 card, draw a card, +2 actions, well, now I can play the village, draw 3 cards, and still have another action remaining. I can still keep playing more actions. So it is possible to play multiple actions on a turn if you're playing cards that give you additional actions. The woodcutter is +2 coins, +1 buy. So it allows you to have more money to spend on that turn. So if, for example, I had a woodcutter and a gold and a silver, I would play the woodcutter as my action. And I could play my treasure cards, and now I have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 coins to spend. And I have 2 buys instead of 1, because this card gives me +1 buy. So I can now buy 2 cards instead of 1. When you're making multiple buys, you can just combine all of your money and pay for it all at once. So if I have 6 gold or 6 coins and I'm making 2 buys, I can buy a 4 and a 2. I don't have to worry about paying for one thing and then paying for the other. I can purchase both of my cards at the same time. The market, +1 card, +1 action, +1 buy, +1 coin, gives you a little bit of everything that I've talked about so far. Some of the slightly more complicated cards, we have an attack card. This is the most interactive card of the cards we have out here. There are also more interactive cards in the remainder of the set, so there's definitely a chance to mess with each other. This one gives you 2 coins, and each other player has to discard down to 3 cards in hand. Now, there is a defense against the bureaucracy. There is a reaction card. It's blue, so you can find it quickly in your hand, because it's the only one that you can play out of turn. If someone else plays an attack card, you can just reveal the moat in your hand, and you are unaffected by the attack card. The moat also serves as a normal action card on your turn. You can play it to draw 2 cards, so it's like a little smithy when you use it as an action on your turn. Just a couple more cards to explain. The seller gives you +1 action, and you can discard any number of cards, +1 card per card discarded. So later in the game, when you are chock full of victory points, which, as you might guess, don't do anything for you during your turn, they don't buy anything for you, they don't give you any actions, they're just worth victory points at the end of the game. So if I have a seller, I can play that as my action, discard cards to draw new ones to replace them. The fact that they're discarded doesn't lose you the victory points. It just has to be in your deck at the end of the game. Now, the workshop lets you gain a card costing 4 or less. Just like when you buy cards, when you gain cards, they go straight into your discard pile. But you you still have your buy phase, so this lets you get multiple cards in a turn. The remodel lets you tweak your deck instead of just constantly growing it bigger and bigger and bigger, because the remodel lets you trash a card from your hand. Now, trash, unlike discard, is out of the game. If you trash a card, we'll make a trash pile up here, and then you can gain a card costing up to two more than it. So maybe early in the game, you only had three coins and you bought a woodcutter, and now you have more money, or now you want a better deck, so you trash your woodcutter and get a market instead. The remodel is really useful in the end game to take all these golds that you've been stocking your deck with, and the gold can be remodeled into a province, which is worth big victory points at the end of the game. The last card to describe is the mine. The mine is like the remodel, but it only works on treasure cards. And it lets you make a jump of up to three more, which is just enough to go from a copper to a silver, and from a silver to a gold. So the mine lets you trash a copper to gain a silver, it lets you trash a silver to gain a gold, and with the mine, you get to put that treasure card straight into your hand. It's the only card out there that when you gain a card, you get to use it that same turn, and so you can use it for your buy phase. So, the game ends when the province pile runs out, when all of the highest point victory cards run out, or when any three piles are gone. So, if we want to get started, everyone just needs to shuffle their deck of 10 cards and draw a starting hand of 5.